And his brethren could not answer him. They were troubled, perplexed, and for long minutes, everybody was quiet. I mean, we're talking about someone whose obituary had been published. We're talking about someone whose death certificate had been written. They didn't see his dead body, but they wrote his death certificate and they published and said, deceased. They were perplexed. They were troubled. Everybody was speechless and spellbound. And he kept saying, I am Joseph. Is my dad? Is dad still alive? I am Joseph. Next verse. And Joseph said unto his brethren, come near to me. Now, the come near to me means that when he was doing the announcement, they had moved back in perplexity. And he said, come near to me. Come near to me means they moved back, not only in perplexity, they moved back expecting the worst. That, hey! They were already looking for a way of escape. And Joseph said, come near to me. And they came near. And he said again, I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into Egypt. Next verse. Now therefore, watch this. As he was saying that, some of them were already holding their fists. Some were already grabbing their heads and saying, ah, my goodness. Ah. They were regretting. They were upset with themselves. Therefore, be not grieved, nor angry with yourselves that you sold me hither. Now watch again. For God did send me before you to preserve life. Go on, next verse. Next verse. Let me jump because of time. Thank you. And God. Someone said God. Now, check out Joseph's life. You will see, you will find the word God. 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 His entire life revolves around God. He stayed under God's covering. He was a God-minded man. His humility was unparalleled. God sent me before you to preserve you posterity in the earth and to save your lives by great deliverance. While they were feeling bad, he made them feel good by saying, God sent me ahead of you. It wasn't you. Now, let's move on. Verse 8. Watch this again. So now, someone said now. It was not you that sent me here, but who? God. I can go on and show you God. God in his statements. God. 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 Little wonder he was lifted and elevated. Everything about Joseph's life revolves around God. God-minded. God mentality. God-driven purpose. As we go into the coming year, develop this habit. Ask yourself why you are doing what you are doing. if it has no connection with the God factor, I will encourage you to pause. Ask yourself why you are doing what I'm doing. Why am I in Kansas City? I must ask myself. Every time I'm on the plane flying to nations of the world, why am I going? For love offering? Honorarium? To add more miles to my frequent flying card? For leisure or pleasure? Why are you doing what you are doing? Why are you here? For example, to honor Pastor Carl's invitation? Why are you here tonight? Hallelujah. Wait, are you getting blessed tonight? Are you sure? All right. It was not you who sent me here. But God. Ever say, but God? Now, let me show you again. Go to chapter number 50. And then I'll connect it with another scripture and then we'll pray. Chapter 50. Genesis. And we'll read verse number 15. Are you there? And when Joseph's brethren saw that their father was dead, what a good time for an average man to take revenge. They said. Now, I don't blame them because they hadn't gone through process. They didn't go through processing. Joseph actually went through processing. He was dead to self. Humility had taken a major part of his life. He stayed under God's covering. He was a God man, God-minded. These other folks who were his brethren hadn't gone through any process. So the thoughts of their hearts, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So their heart is full of vengeance, revenge, anger, carnality. Those were the things going on in their mind. They said, Joseph will peradventure hate us. Now, a broken mind, a broken heart, a humble heart, a broken spirit, a processed life, won't come up with such thought. They said, Joseph will peradventure hate us. And will certainly require of us all the evil we did unto him. Wait a moment. This was 17 years after he had brought them to Egypt in Goshen. They have enjoyed all the good things. 17 years is not a joke. Jacob came into Egypt 130 years. It was 130 years when he came. And he died at 147 years. So 17 years between the time Jacob came and the time he died, 17 years. So this was 17 years after Joseph had nourished them. Their minds were not reformed. Their minds were not transformed. They were conscious, revenge conscious. The works of the flesh still had a toll on them. They said he will revenge. Guys, let's start preparing. Let's start making plans. He's going to revenge. Oh, no, he's going to revenge. No. Nobody does that to me, myself, and I won't revenge. That was their position. Verse 16. So they sent a messenger unto Joseph saying, thy father did command before he died. They've already sending a defense lawyer, a solicitor, saying, go on, so shall ye say unto Joseph, forgive, I pray thee now, the trespass of thy brethren. Now, did anybody need to advise Joseph to do that? Did he already do that? Yeah, long time. Humble yourself under the mighty hands of God. So he can exalt you in due season. It is possible that you have all the technical know-how. It's possible you know how to do the stuff. It's possible you are talented, you are gifted. It's possible you have the brain, you have the acquired skills and knowledge and all that. But I put it to you again that you can remain on the same spot, on the same level for the rest of your life unless the dimension of humility comes in. Humility. In every area of life, in every walk of life, that's the key to lifting. Can I hear amen? Amen. Can I hear powerful amen? Amen? Forgive, I pray thee now, the trespass of thy brethren and their sin, for they did unto thee evil. And now we pray thee, forgive the trespass of the servants of the God of thy father. And Joseph did what? Talk to me. Joseph did what? When they spoke to him. Now, let's look up here. Why do you think he wept? Why did you think Joseph wept when they said that? Huh? Anybody wants to talk? Just raise your hands. Let's do a practical discussion in 1 minute. Yeah. He couldn't believe they still had that in their mind. Sounds good. Any other person with any other explanation? Why did you think Joseph wept when they said all that? He broke into tears and started weeping. Yes, sir. Yeah, I take the second one you said. He broke into tears simply because they couldn't just understand him. How many people understand that kind of scenario? Well, they can't understand. Then he broke into tears. That, look, how many times will I explain to you? I've forgiven you. And then he broke into tears. I've forgiven you. God forbid that I should hold in my heart. Now, look at the, go on. Let's read on. Go on. And his brethren also went and fell down before his face. And they said, behold, we be thy servants. Verse number 19. And Joseph said unto them, fear not, for am I in the place of who? Same again, God. This God never leaves his mouth. Never leaves his mouth. God, 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 God. God, God, God. Everywhere. Even in Genesis 39, when Potiphar's wife made advances towards him, in Genesis 39, and said, lie with me. Fine boy like you, young man, looking good, lie with me. Joseph said, how can I do this wicked thing and sin against God? It was all God, 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 God. Go and check it out. 39, Genesis, 40, Genesis, 41, 42, 43, God, 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 God. He was a God man. Yeah. Genesis 39, yeah, you found it. There's none greater in this house than I, neither has he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against who? God. Everything about his life was God. Tell your neighbor on my behalf one more time. Say, stay under cover. Stay under cover. Walk in humility. Be humble so God can lift you up in due season. So he can raise you up. Check in our days and mark men who are known for humility. God has a way of lifting them and bringing them to limelight. They may not be able to speak Queen's English. They may not be able to do gymnastic on the altar. They may not even have talents and what we call gifts. They may not even know how to sing properly. They may not even know how to present their messages. They may not even be charismatic. They may not even be able to put the rhymes. You know, there are those who can put rhymes. If you don't aspire, you will expire. You need a seed to banish your greed. You need revelation to produce revolution. Leave all that. Walk in humility. Walk in what? Humility. Go back to where we're coming from. Chapter 50 and verse, I think we're in verse 18 now or something. Okay, yeah. And Jesus said unto them, fear not, for am I in the place of God? Am I in the place of God? Go to the next verse, verse 20. But as for you, you thought it evil against me. But God, again, I want you to count how many times he's been mentioning God. But God meant it unto good to bring to pass as it is this day to save much people alive. Next verse. Now therefore, fear not, I will nourish you and your little ones. And he was the one who now comforted them and spake kindly unto them. Lift your hands to heaven. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, give me the spirit of humility. Help me to stay under your cover. Help me to stay under cover. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my Father, help me, Lord, not to ever disconnect from you. In the name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. Stay under God's cover. Don't disconnect. He will lift you up. Now, let me conclude with these two examples, and then we'll begin to pray. We'll begin to pray. And I want to say to you, all of you who have been part of this meeting, after now, we'll hear testimonies concerning you. In the mighty name of Jesus. After now, we hear testimonies concerning you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Stay on that cover. Stay on that cover. Like Joseph, stay on that cover. Let God be your focal point. Let your life revolve around God. Let everything about you have propensity towards God. Dance towards God. Revolve around God. Let your life, let God be the pivot of your life. Ask yourself why you are doing what you are doing. If it has no God connection, disconnect. If it has no God connection, disconnect. Including your job. The end result of the job you are doing now should be for God. Why are you doing what you are doing? Always ask yourself. If it has no God connection, disconnect. Disconnect. In John 6:67, I read it on Sunday. Jesus had preached a message. And the message was quite hard. And some of his disciples left him. They stopped following him. Then remaining, go to verse number 66. And you know, God has a sense of humor. Watch this. From that time, many of his disciples went back. And what? Walked no more with him. That, what do you call that? Backsliding. Is that right? Apostasy. Is that right? What do you call that? The spirit of Antichrist. That's what you call that. The spirit of Antichrist. And check out, that's John 6:66. It's amazing. And that's the only chapter of the Bible that has that connected to apostasy. John 6:66 says they went back from following him. Antichrist. They went the opposite way. While Jesus went this way. It's coded. Verse 67. Then he said unto the 12, we also go away. They replied. Simon answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Go on. Thou hast the words of what? Eternal life. I pray this spirit will be in you. The Bible says in Philippians, it's Philippians 2:5, that says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. I pray this mind will be in you. No matter the challenge, no matter what you are going through, you get to a point in your walk with God. It also is a spirit of humility. Where you will say, in spite of your challenges, Lord, where do I go? I remain stuck to you. Can I hear amen? The Bible tells us about some people who believed God till they died. Heroes of faith in Hebrews 11. It says some of them, not having received the promise, but confessed and believed till they died. You know, the faith preaching of today is you must get it before you die. What if God says, the faith preaching of today, the Bible talks about Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego in Daniel 3:16. They answered the king and said, King, we are not careful to answer you in this matter. You want us to bow to the image that you have set up? He said, we won't bow. We won't bow. In fact, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us. But should in case he does not deliver us for reasons best known to him, we will still not bow to the point of death. That's faith. My challenge to you today, friends, is in spite of the turbulence, the challenges you may be going through now, stay under that cover. Remain connected. Let it never be found. May you never be found asking God questions like you're asking your colleague. Yeah, so where is God? How could God allow that? Come on now, where is it? And I've seen people, including Christians, who give God conditions and give God ultimatums and tell God if he doesn't do it, they will backslide. If God doesn't attend to this problem, I'm done with church. Who is gaining? You're telling God, I'm done with church if he doesn't do this. Where was God when my son died? I don't know God. Where was he? Come on now. Be wise. And kiss the son lest he be angry. See after me. Say, God is God. Is God. Be like Joseph. In his valley, Joseph still said, God. Check him out in the prison, he still said, God. Check him out in Potiphar's house, he still said, God. Check him out in the palace, he still said, God. In the high places and in the low places, he still said, God. It's all about God. Sir, can you put your finger on the keyboard and play strings quietly? I'm about to stop in the next few minutes. I'll be stopping and then we'll be praying. He's still God. He's God anyway. He's God anyhow. He's still God. He'll be there. He'll be there. There's no need to worry, for God never fails.
God never fails. I know that God never fails. He abides with me, gives me victory. For God never fails. Just keep the faith and never cease to pray. Just walk upright, morning, noonday, and night. He'll be there, He'll be there. There's no need to worry, for God never. I know that God never fails. I know that God never fails. He abides with me, gives me victory. For God never fails. Just keep the faith and never cease to pray. Just walk upright, morning, noonday, and night. He'll be there, He'll be there. There's no need to worry, for God never fails.
Shala baba.
He'll be there, He'll be there. There's no need to worry, for God never fails.
Pride is a destroyer. Pride is a killer. Hence the scripture says, stay under cover. Stay under God's cover. Humble yourself under the mighty hands of God, that He may lift you up in due season. Every time we get angry with God because of unanswered prayers, every time we get angry with God because of things He hasn't done for us or prayers He hasn't answered yet, is a show of pride. Is an evidence that we are not yet walking in the level of humility God intends we walk in. Now, let me ask you, all through Joseph going through this anguish, did you ever read anywhere where he complained? Talk to me. Did Joseph complain anywhere? No. That's amazing how that young man walked through that, and we never read of any complaint. He never complained. Rather, you hear him saying, God, 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 giving glory to God. Thanking God for His mercies. That's the key. Stay under this cover. Walk in the humility.
Lambra labo so frelega da bahata. Rema zo prelega da baramando jike telebo so praliga da baduzo korando shika bahata. Rimazo paliga dabo supraliga dabahasata. Shalabo supraliga debo suparando jikatalabo supraliga dabahata.
The Lord is speaking to two people right now. He says, hear my voice. Hear my voice. Hear my voice. I haven't left you, I am with you, says the Lord. I brought you here tonight to encourage you with these words. Hear my voice, says the Lord. Hear my voice. Speaking to two people here. I am with you, says the Lord. I will help you. I have a timetable for your life. I have a program for your life. I will help you, says the Lord. That you haven't seen result now, does not mean I have left you, says the Lord. I am with you. I will help you. Humble yourself before me, says the Lord. Stay under my cover, says the Lord. And I will take you through and bring you through, says the Lord. Thank you, Father. Shalom Asopa. Stand on your feet everywhere, please. Oh, Ramashila Rabalaga Dabarabalaga Rabalaba. In your presence, I am content. In your presence, I am content. In your presence, there is expressions of your love. Revelation, power in your presence, I can love some offering. I'm in the presence of my King. Thank you, Father. In your presence, I am content. I am content in your presence. I am content. I am content in your presence. There is light, expressions of your love, revelations of your power and might. In your presence, I can bring a love song offering. I'm in the presence of my King. Come on now, let's sing it again. In your presence, everybody, come on. I am content. Shalabo sopali gada barabasa. Your presence, I am content.
I am content. In your presence, there is life, expression of your love,
revelation
of your power and mind.
Oh,
your presence, I can bring a love song offering. I'm in the presence.
Let's sing it one more time. In your presence.
In your presence,
I am content. In your presence.
In your presence,
I am content.
I am content. In your presence, there is life, expressions of your love,
revelation,
your power and might.
Oh,
in your presence, I can breathe. Love song offering. I'm in the presence of my King.
Go ahead and bless the name of the Lord. Come on, go ahead. Bless the name of the Lord. Father, help me, O God.